This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Odyssey Sports presents Big Time Baseball.
Joining us right now. Talk the Major League Baseball trade deadline, what we've seen thus far, and what we're expecting to happen. It is great to welcome him back to the show. Odyssey Sports Major League Baseball insider, Major League Baseball columnist for my hometown newspaper, my favorite newspaper since I was a little kid, the New York Post, and he does a great job on the MLB Network as well. And that is our good friend John Heyman on Twitter at John Heyman. John, welcome back to the show. It's Nick and Ken. I'm guessing we're like your 25th radio interview of the day today ahead of the trade deadline. We sincerely appreciate the time. I'm sure it's a busy time for you, my friend. How's it going?
Good. Thank you for welcoming me back. Yes, 1, 2, 5. You're only my fifth. I'm not as popular as you think.
I'm sure you've been asked this before, but give us an idea of kind of like what the next 24 hours might look like. Obviously, we saw, Max Scherzer was the biggest name that got moved, but we saw some other trades that were kind of interesting, maybe not as many bombshell players aside from Scherzer. Do you think we're going to see some of those players in the next 24 hours? How busy, how exciting do you think this is going to get?
Well, the one bombshell player that I think will be traded is Scherzer's former teammate with the Mets, Justin Verlander. Other than that, I see a collection of good to very good starting pitchers potentially going, led by Eduardo Rodriguez and Jack Flaherty and a few others. We'll see about Logan Gilbert, Mitch Keller, not a certainty there, or Stroman potentially, although I think that's probably a long shot at this point. But I think starting pitching is probably the best thing to go. I think, the Mets are going to be active, obviously. I think Canna and Pham should go sometime pretty soon, but not a lot of great position players remaining. And it does feel like the Padres won't be trading Hayter or Snell or certainly Soto. And the Cubs doesn't feel like they're trading Bellinger or probably Stroman. And obviously we know that Ohtani is staying put. So some of the big pieces are out, but still looking at Justin Verlander and a bunch of mid-range to good starters to go.
John, what is your best guess as to where Justin Verlander ends up after the trade deadline?
Well, I'll just say this. They want to get a great prospect. That's the way they're going to do it, and they're going to pay a lot of it down. So it doesn't necessarily have to go to the teams that we've heard about, the Dodgers and the Astros. So, if Steve Cohen is willing to pay down, 60% of it or two-thirds of it, and Verlander's been very good, he can get a great prospect back. So, teams, even a small market team, may be willing to pay $10 or $15 million for a Verlander. So, I think it's very difficult to predict. The only teams we've heard are the Astros are interested and the Dodgers, we believe, are as well. So, maybe those are the best guesses, but and the Giants could make sense too, but he's very likely to go somewhere, but could be anywhere. That's the most interesting thing about it. When you have a big player with big money, only going to go to a big market team. In this case, could be anywhere.
John, there have been like some surprising teams, I think, this year that maybe people didn't think would be in like the buyer seat or maybe adding a player because they have the potential to make the playoffs, maybe win a World Series, or at least kind of make a deep run. Baltimore in the AL would probably be a team that fits that description. Maybe a team like the Reds in the NL would probably also fit that description. Are these kind of like viewed as buyers? Could you see them adding pieces? I know a lot of players have been kind of attached to Baltimore as they're interested. A lot of players have been attached to the Reds, but they all seem like long shots. Kind of your smaller market teams. It's funny because Verlander, there was like a rumor that the Reds were kind of in on him, you know, not confirmed or anything. What about kind of these smaller market teams, or these teams that aren't the Yankees or the Dodgers maybe getting better? Could you see Baltimore or Cincinnati doing anything?
Yeah, I mean, I think you put it well that Baltimore and Cincinnati are looked on as buyers. Until they actually buy something, though, I think we just look at them as buyers. I do expect them to do something. They do need starting pitching, at least one. I think the Orioles are a really good team. You know, they could make some waves. Their rotation is pretty good, but we've thought all along they could use one big-time starter. So, you know, obviously Verlander from Virginia, maybe he would accept that. We'll see. And then you've got the Reds. You know, that's a little bit tougher to see him go to the Reds, but you never know. The Reds have a very talented team. They've got a great nucleus of position players. They've done a great job with that. And they have some good young stars. Abbott's been great. You know, once Hunter Green comes back, that's a plus. But so many young starters, I don't think they have the innings really to compete. So they absolutely have to get a starter to really be a bona fide real World Series contender. They're obviously a contender in their division and a contender for the playoff spot, but I think they have to get a starter. The Baltimore, I think they should get a starter, and they have great prospects. I mean, obviously, they're not trading Gunnar Henderson or Jackson Holliday, but they've got other guys that they could deal.
The Texas Rangers got a pair of starters, Jordan Montgomery from the St. Louis Cardinals, and of course the big one, Max Scherzer from the New York Mets, because DeGrom hasn't worked out thus far, so we'll get another Mets starting pitcher. Max Scherzer comes over to Texas. The Rangers find themselves right now a game ahead of the Houston Astros, first place in the American League West, -110, so a very small favorite to win the division at our show sponsor, BetMGM, obviously one of the best teams in the American League. John, now with the additions of Scherzer and Montgomery, obviously specifically Max Scherzer now, what is the ultimate upside for the 2023 Texas Rangers, +400 to win the American League, 9-1 to win the World Series this year?
I mean, they're really good. I know they had a rough weekend at San Diego, and San Diego finally showing what they can do. But I know when Texas came in here, I was very impressed. I have a nine-hitter, Leody Tavares. He had about a 900 OPS when he came through New York, and that's pretty good. And most teams kind of weak in the number nine spot. 1-9, I don't think anybody's better in terms of the lineup. And they obviously have very talented pitchers. They've added Scherzer, Montgomery. They added Aroldis Chapman. So they've done probably not only more than anybody, probably twice as much as anybody. And they're a major factor. You know, I'm going to say they're the favorite. I see the Braves as the favorite at this moment, at least in my mind. But they certainly are a major factor and a clear World Series contender. And, you know, even the Orioles have a better record. You got to think that veteran starting pitching for Texas probably puts them in a little better stead in terms of potentially getting to the World Series.
John, you mentioned Marcus Stroman. You think it's unlikely the Cubs will trade him. I think the Cubs have already gone on record saying they're not going to trade Cody Bellinger, basically like one of their best position players. So it seems like the Cubs, because of a recent run of success, it's been things kind of one, you know, this seems like Ohtani, right? If the Angels were really bad, maybe they would trade him, but they won a little bit. So now they can keep him. Okay, well, the Cubs, I think, won 7 in a row. They lost the other night. They're 4 games back of the Reds in the division. Are you surprised that they took this strategy of like, let's not trade anybody. Let's kind of not go for it, not buy necessarily, but like try to win the division. They're 4 back. They're 4-1 to win the NL Central. They're behind the Reds, to be fair, have been a kind of a surprising story. Are you surprised by the Cubs strategy? And do you think they can actually win the division?
No, I mean, it's exactly what I thought. You know, as of 4 or 5 days ago, they were leaning sell, but you know, this is one thing where small market time or small sample size actually plays out in 2, 3, 4 games can make a difference. They have a winning record. It's a big market team. There's, you know, some expectations, a positive run differential, the best run differential in that league. So I would think that they are a buyer. In fact, I thought the Mets should be a buyer. I encourage teams to be buyers rather than sellers. I get it. They could have had a good sale with Stroman and Bellinger. But, you know, Stroman hasn't pitched that great lately, so I'm not sure exactly what they would get for him. And, you know, I mean, I think they want to give themselves a shot. I mean, why call in the season? Why give up? I like it. I like the fact that they're going for it. I don't expect them to be huge buyers because, like you said, they're 4 out. They'll have a logjam of teams. It's basically 4 to 5 games ahead of them. You know, now the two teams in their division, the Brewers and the Reds, but you've got the Marlins, the Phillies, the Diamondbacks and the Giants. And of course you've got the Padres still trying, who are a little behind them, but I give them credit for going for it. I applaud that.
You better here with Nick and Ken, Magnificent Football Monday, talking the Major League Baseball trade deadline. Odyssey Sports Major League Baseball insider, our pal John Heyman on Twitter at John Heyman. I am a Yankee fan, so I will ask about the Yankees. Also, I think they're pretty interesting right now. They suck, but maybe they'll be buyers ahead of the deadline. We'll see what Brian Cashman opts to do. Embarrassing loss for the Yankees on Sunday night against Baltimore, and what's been an embarrassing season for the Bronx Bombers, who currently find themselves in last place in the American League East. John, I know a bunch of Yankees fans that think, hey, we got to make a couple of big trade deadline acquisitions. American League's a little wide open. Maybe the Yankees can make a run. What do you think the Yankees are going to do? Can the Yankees make a run? Will the Yankees make a run?
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Yeah, I think that they're leaning buy. I think they probably will buy some pieces. You know, it's not clear exactly what they can do. It's a difficult situation that they're in. The positional market is really, frankly, terrible. Without Bellinger and Grichuk, Krohn gone, they didn't even call on Grichuk. They would have been interested in Bellinger, but they'd like a left-handed hitting left fielder, you know, maybe Dylan Carlson, he's still out there. Maybe they're thinking bigger. Maybe they're thinking of somebody we're not thinking of, because it doesn't look like they have any quick fixes out there. Their offense has been terrible. Their OPS plus is 94. That's not good. Obviously, Severino is a worry at this point. A lot of issues. Catcher, they could upgrade. I mean, I guess they could live with third base for now. Long term, that's an issue as well. So, you know, for $290 million, they got a lot of issues, but and they're in last place, but at least they're hanging in there and appear to be going for it to some degree. But I say to some degree, I don't think they're going to spend the money to get a Sal Perez or, you know, I mean, or a Soto. Soto, I don't think he's getting traded anywhere anyway, but that would be a guy that would help. You know, a left fielder who bats left-handed and is one of the best three hitters in baseball, that would help. But he doesn't appear to be available. Cashman's really going to have to earn his keep for this one. Obviously, some of the moves, as you know, as a Yankee fan, have backfired in the last couple of years. The trade with Minnesota for IKF and Donaldson didn't really pay off. The Gallo trade didn't work. The extensions for Severino and Hicks did not work out. You know, Montas did not work. So a little bit of pressure on Brian Cashman. They've been a winning team every year. They've gotten the playoffs 21 times, but I think this is about the most pressure that he's ever felt, and he's in a difficult spot. I mean, if he comes up with something big, I got to have to give him a standing ovation, because I really can't see what it could be.
John, we have like a minute, 90 seconds left, and you know, your appearances last year on the show, you know, especially when we got to the end of the season, close to where we are right now, 60 games to go, 50 games to go, we'd ask you about a lot of baseball award markets, because they're pretty interesting to talk about, and because we like to bet on them. Now, several are not very interesting. I think a lot of people think Shohei Ohtani is going to win AL MVP, Ronald Acuna is going to win NL MVP. NL Cy Young, and you mentioned Stroman, Snell. Snell is obviously very much in the mix for the award. Seems like he's not going to get traded. It feels like a very wide open award market right now. So in about a minute here, how do you think this plays out? Zach Gallen, Spencer Strider, Blake Snell, maybe somebody else. NL Cy Young, what do you think happens here down the stretch?
Open, like you said, I think Snell's an interesting one. I think he's probably been the best over the last 6 weeks. So it was just okay last night when I was watching, but overall, he's been pretty good. Didn't make the All-Star team. To me, he looks like the leader. I'd have to look more closely at the stats, but you're absolutely right. I mean, I don't know what the numbers are with Acuna. I would say that's a very strong case. And Ohtani, that one's over. You know, that one was over, whether they traded him in the National League or whatever they did with him, it's over. And I've never seen an MVP race that's over this early, but it's over. But yeah, wide open. I agree. Snell, I think, is the leader for the National League.
John, sincerely appreciate it. Love having you on the show. Thanks for coming on and sharing your expertise in what's a very busy time and a very busy day. Check him out, Odyssey Sports Major League Baseball Insider. Read his work at the New York Post, and you can also watch it on the MLB Network. Appreciate it, my friend. Stay well. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Good talking to you guys.